of adjustment, but easy on the curves.
Not a glitch, Kakadu. Just got dyslexia, okay?
This out on you! This out on your cow!
Welcome, foolish mortals.
It is with deepest pride and greatest pleasure that we welcome you tonight.
Obscure Disney Podcast.
Brought to you by Bad Enough. Take it one game at a time.
To all who have come to the podcast, welcome. You're listening to the Obscure Disney Podcast. I'm Steven.
And I'm Ryan.
And with new episodes every Tuesday and Thursday, when I get an annual pass to this podcast by subscribing at iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, or wherever you get your podcast from. Simply search for Obscure Disney Podcast or go to obscurepodcast.com.
Steve, are you ready to be an Imagineer?
I'm ready to wreck it. Yeah.
Yes, you are.
I'm going to wreck it. I'm not going to wreck the Imagineer, but...
You better not wreck up any Imagineers. We need them.
We do need Imagineers, but yeah, I'm ready.
Were you offended by the name Wreck-It Ralph? Did it bother you?
No, actually, quite the opposite, actually. It gave substance to my name.
Oh, you felt validated by Wreck-It Ralph?
It's the first time in history I've actually started admitting to what my name actually was.
Ah.
I still can't say it out loud, but yeah.
R word.
Right? How dare you.
Yeah, I remember we went and they had a bunch of stuff around about Wreck-It Ralph.
Yeah.
And we took a picture of you in front of a Wreck-It Ralph.
Yes.
And it was exciting.
It was very exciting. I loved it. I loved the show. I loved the original Wreck-It Ralph so much.
Right.
It was absolutely hilarious. I thought it was very, it was a very quick show. You know, like the timing on it was amazing.
Right.
I feel like Disney's gotten a lot better with the timing over the years, obviously, with everything that they've done.
Sure.
But loved that. I loved the concept behind it. I thought that was phenomenal. You know,
it's very clever.
Vanellope, what's not to love about her?
I love me some Vanellope Von Schweetz.
That was probably one of the things that shocked me the most about the original Wreck-It Ralph was the fact that they used Sarah Silverman as an actor in it.
Mm-hmm.
She's a little bit, you know, not what I would consider Disney.
She's not Disney friendly, normally.
Not normally.
Yeah.
So to have her and her foul mouth language attitude.
Play a little 10-year-old.
Was perfect.
Yeah.
Like it made the world a better place.
But to be fair, we're not talking Wreck-It Ralph because that's a movie that we'll be talking about later.
Right.
Down the line. Like okay. Way down the line.
So scratch everything I just said.
Forget all that.
What about Fix-It Felix?
No, Fix-It Felix.
No Fix-It Felix. Okay.
What? Because,
no
because
Vanellope we're going, Von Schweetz?
No. Because we're going down the line of Disney movies. We don't want to jump ahead to Wreck-It Ralph. That's really far down the line when we just watched Dumbo.
That's true.
You know? So we thought it might be fun to play Imagineer. Since there is no Wreck-It Ralph attraction in Disney,
yeah,
it might be fun to just play in the sandbox of make-believe for a while and try to figure out what we would do if we had the ability to put some Wreck-It Ralph stuff into the parks.
Yeah.
Which we've talked about before,
mm-hmm.
So we're a little bit ahead of the game. But I thought it would be fun to separate it out. And let's say that we have to make a dark ride. For okay. Those of you that don't know, a dark ride is literally just that. It's a ride that's usually fairly dark. It's fairly simple. The Snow White ride, Pinocchio, Peter Pan, these are all dark rides. Do a reskin of an existing ride. Taking a ride that's already there and making it Wreck-It Ralph themed.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
and then finally doing an e-ticket attraction,
mm.
Which is top of the line coolest thing, right?
That's probably the one I'm going to struggle with the most. I don't have that kind of large mentality, apparently.
Huge concept.
Because the other ones I have pretty simple concepts of.
Sure.
So
we'll start with the easiest one then, the dark ride one.
Okay.
So I think it would be hard to do a dark ride for Wreck-It Ralph.
Okay, you do?
Mostly just because it is so character heavy. A lot of the dark rides are very environmental.
Yeah.
So you look at Peter Pan, a lot of it is flying over environments.
Oh, yeah, that is awesome.
Pinocchio, you're going through like Pleasure Island and things like that.
Yeah.
Mr. Toad, there's a few characters around, but not a lot. I feel like Wreck-It Ralph has a ton of characters in it.
Okay.
Wouldn't you say?
And so you think that would hinder the Dark Ride concept a little bit?
I just think it would be expensive. It would probably be more along the lines of the Frozen ride, where you have to have a lot of characters in the ride.
Yeah, but they don't have to be expensively added to it.
You don't think that they would have to do an expensive version of it?
Sure. I mean, I don't know. I don't think Disney has any problem spending money on rides at all. I don't think it's going to cost $200 million to reinvent like Cars Land. It wouldn't have to be that expensive at all. You could do it for less than $10 million.
Well, once they've done it once, yeah, it's easy to do again.
Yeah. So what? Tell me about your what concept you would have for a dark ride then.
So for the dark ride in the movie, to get between games, they ride the power cables.
Oh, they do.
On a little train.
They do.
And we thought that would be the perfect setup.
They go into Central Station.
Yeah, Game Central Station. So if you load it up at Game Central Station on these little trains, and the trains in the movie face outward, so you're back to back with somebody, which would be a unique setup for a dark ride. And then you can go through the tunnels and stuff and go into Fix-It Felix. And then you can go into Heroes Duty. Duty. And then go into Sugar Rush.
Oh, yes.
And stuff like that. And, you know, it would be... It'd probably be more high energy than most of the other dark rides because that movie is so high energy.
Yep.
But I think that would be the cutest way to do that.
I think so, too. I think that's a really great concept. It's way better than any concept I came up with. Mine was going to be a little bit along the lines with the duty. What was the duty?
Hero's Duty.
Thank you. Uh-huh. The Hero's Duty. We did a ride down at Six Flags, right? Where you got in a car and there was shooting. It was a 3D shooting game kind of a thing. Mm-hmm. So I thought if you did that, there was a lot of screens that you could then change out or whatever, you know.
Sure.
And you'd be shooting at a screen like that to, inside the game.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that would be, but that would be pretty... That would, you're right, that it would be a little bit more expensive of a ride.
Sure.
Not as a, you know.
Well, and you could push that to your e-ticket, too, you know.
Yeah, maybe.
If you look at a ride like the Toy Story ride, that's considered an e-ticket ride where you're doing the shooting.
Mm.
So if you decided to add a shooting element into the dark ride, it could very well be an e-ticket kind of attraction.
I did not know that Toy Story Mania was an e-ticket.
It is.
Yeah. It should be.
It is. Well, the line's long enough. Good grief.
Is that the definition of an e-ticket? Because if so, Peter Pan is also an e-ticket.
Peter Pan is an e-ticket, right?
Yeah.
No, I just think...
If it's based off line.
Yeah, just based off line alone, I feel like that one would be a e-ticket ride.
Yeah.
But then we had some fun ideas for reskins, too.
Yeah.
Which one's your favorite?
Okay, so by far, my favorite concept would be to redo Autopia into the Sugar Rush race.
Yeah.
Like, that, to me, is phenomenal on so many levels.
Right.
That ride has such a rich history already that people don't want to get rid of, but the idea of driving on a freeway is not necessarily cutting edge anymore.
Sure.
So having you go through the... Plus... Going through the Sugar Rush racetrack, I think, is such an iconically cool part of that movie because it's so colorful, so bright.
And it's all candy.
Yeah, you could really add a lot to the track that way
and
make it super fun to
redo
all that.
So Autopia, for those that don't know, are little gas-powered like go-karts that you kind of put around in.
Right. They are on a track.
They are on a, like, they have a central bar that you can't go over.
So you can't leave the track.
So you can't leave the track, and then you're in charge of your speed and your steering wheel. And as of now, it doesn't have a whole lot of theming. It's really, they have, like, the Honda robot.
Is it still there?
The last time we were there, he was there.
He was there then?
Yeah.
He wasn't actually moving. It was just kind of like a character.
I think he, like... had very simple animation, like a waving arm.
But he wasn't the actual independent walking robot.
No.
Walking over the cross of the
thing.
Osmo walking through the track. And you have to like stop and wait for Osmo to go by. That would be hilarious.
Yeah, except he'd get hit all the time.
Totally.
So I agree. This would be awesome to be able to take these little go-karts and retheme them to be like the little candy carts that the kids drive.
Yeah.
And then be able to do some fun... atmospheric stuff around the carts.
Yeah.
The only problem that we run into thinking about this is that you're going to have a lot of people trying to take pictures and kids wanting to stop and look at things if they're in charge of going and stopping.
Or going way too fast because they're in the middle of a race.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you can't go very fast on it. Like it, I feel
believe you me, I know. I floored that thing clear to the ground and barely made it at 3 miles an hour.
Right. So I think the speed might be an issue.
Yeah.
Because if you can stop on a track, there'll be people stopping to take pictures of things.
Yeah, I bet that would happen.
So
that would cause a huge issue. They'd have to come and push you with a bar.
Yeah.
But if they replaced it, the mechanism, because really in those gas powered cars as they are right now, mm-hmm. I don't know what it is about those and lawnmowers, but the odor that it puts off is so toxic.
The fumes are terrible.
Like, I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
You can drive on a freeway and not get the same fumes that you get on those things, but it just does not burn clean.
No.
And so the smell that comes off of those things is pretty bad. If you can figure out a way. And I thought they were talking about this, that they were joining with Honda to make them electric cars, and that they were all going to be all electric, all kind of a thing.
Right.
But that is definitely not the case at Disneyland.
Hasn't happened so far.
No, nope. That little lawnmower barely made it around the track. Poor little thing. But it'd be really fun to repaint the cars as well, all into like the super cool, different candy themed cars that right. you could potentially have.
Yeah,
like that would be so awesome. You could put a bunch of LED screens that like changed along the ways, kind of a thing too. That they,
I mean, it's all outdoors, so you have to keep that in mind, but in general, yeah. I feel like giving it that kind of a facelift would make it a very popular attraction.
So would completely.
But then we also thought, if they hadn't just redone Tower of Terror,
yeah,
it would be really cool to redo Tower of Terror as Wreck-It Ralph also.
Oh my gosh, yes.
Because the building is already kind of shaped like the building from the movie.
If it's shaped a lot more like that than the collector's...
Yeah, tower thing.
Whatever it's called.
Collection, whatever.
Yeah, whatever it's called now. Sorry, mm-hmm. but we should have found out what that was called. But it's shaped a lot more like the hotel in Wreck-It Ralph than it is for the collector's place. So that would have been awesome. And then when the elevator goes up and down so many times, that could be with Ralph wrecking things.
Like, right.
That would be awesome.
And then Felix jumping up to fix things, going back up and stuff. It could have been a really fun attraction.
Oh, so
it is still currently a fun attraction.
Yeah, but can't go wrong with that building.
Right.
You could literally build five of those things right next to each other and have like different themes on each one of them, and they would all be great.
Right.
For most people, not me. But
you're just not a fan, unfortunately.
But if it was Wreck-It Ralph, right, I would love it. It'd be great.
And I also
Hubert coming in.
Right.
That'd be fun.
I also thought it would be fun to make it much more like the Dumbo line in Florida, where you have one of those Chili's your meal is ready buzzer things.
Oh, yeah.
So you could be like, they could have the entryway be a arcade.
Uh-huh.
And you could have your thing and you could play games while you're waiting for your turn to get on whichever ride it is.
Yeah. Now, I loved your idea of reopening the arcade that's right outside of Captain EO Theater and Space Mountain and stuff. Mm-hmm. That one that had closed so many years ago.
Right.
Reopening that to be the arcade that's in Wreck-It Ralph.
Yeah, Litwax Arcade would be a fun thing to put in there.
Dang, y'all.
Right?
How much fun.
And I don't even know if people go and play video games at Disneyland anymore. I know there's a couple places where they have a couple set up.
Yeah.
But in general, I feel like parents are like, I'm not letting my kids waste their time.
No, but pay $100 waiting, to get in to go play. Right? No, yeah, that would be a problem.
But if it was waiting to get on a ride, then you're totally justified in playing some video games right. while you wait.
Especially if, like what you said, that the beacon that calls you to the top of the line,
mm-hmm.
if it was just a Wreck-It Ralph coin
right.
type of a thing that you could put
on. Hero's Medal.
Oh, yeah, like Hero's Medal.
That would be cute.
Oh, so nice. How nice is all of this?
We have some great ideas.
Yeah.
Disney, you need to hire us.
Which ride would you turn into the Badanon ride?
I don't think that would be a very good ride. Like, having the bad guys around in the rides would definitely be necessary. Yeah. But Badanon is literally just Alcoholics Anonymous for bad guys, which I think would be a really weird ride.
But it's because they're good guys that they have to be bad, and they are bad, and that's good and something. How does it go?
I'm bad, and that's good. I will never be good, and that's not bad. There's no one I'd rather be than me.
That's so fun.
Right?
How sweet.
And it's the germ of the idea that we had for the patch for October.
Yeah.
Which I was really, we thought it would be fun to do a Wreck-It Ralph patch this month because the second Wreck-It Ralph,
Ralph
Breaks the Internet, is coming out this month.
Yeah.
And we want to be topical, right?
Well, and what's not cool about Wreck-It Ralph and Ralph Breaking the Internet?
Right.
What's not cool about that?
And so we threw around a couple ideas of what might be fun. I even threw out like a President Vanellope von Schweetz 2020 thing. But then I also thought about Badanon, and when you're in Alcoholics Anonymous, they give you a first day chip.
Yeah.
That says, you know, this is the date of you starting your sobriety, right?
In Badanon, they do that?
In real Alcoholics Anonymous.
So we've learned from moms.
So, yeah, right. And my friend. And so I thought, wouldn't it be funny if Badanon had a first day chip? That would be kind of funny, right?
Okay.
And so I called my friend who works in the industry and said, hey, I'm thinking about doing this. Would this be inappropriate? Do you think this people would find this in poor taste? And they said it would be fine. So I said, okay, let's do it.
Let's do it. And you got to think that if Disney was able to put it in the movie and it was done in good taste,
right,
that there's nothing too offensive about
it. Yeah, and I didn't want to step on anybody's toes.
No.
Right? And so I originally looked at actual Alcoholics Anonymous chips. They're pretty simple. They kind of looked like the old school tokens.
Okay.
When you go to like Chuck E. Cheese or anything like that, they have their own little kind of token thing.
For some reason, I thought they looked more like poker chips for some reason.
Some of them do. Yeah, okay. For sure. You don't want to go to Gamblers Anonymous with poker chips though. And so I kind of tried to design it that way. It kind of had a coppery look about it, but it felt really bland.
Yeah.
You know? And then I thought, well, they hold their meetings in Pac-Man.
They do.
So wouldn't it be cool to kind of design the patch around the Pac-Man look?
Yeah.
And I think that was definitely the way to go.
Right.
So it's a dark patch with the ghost on it, and the saying is one game at a time, very much like how Alcoholics Anonymous is one day at a time.
But listen, isn't this not a moral for life in general? Just one game at a time, y'all.
Right.
Just one game at a time.
Quit playing me. It's one game at a time.
Seriously. Oh, my new motto in life.
The packaging.
What's the motto with you?
No, I'm just kidding. So much. the packaging was fun to do too.
Right.
Because I found some inspiration in doing some villains, but they're Disney villains in the 8-bit kind of format, which is a lot harder to do than people give it credit for.
Seriously, right?
It took me all day to draw these things.
To do with the 8-bit stuff?
Yeah. But I feel like they came out really fun. I went ahead and slapped them on a shirt, so they should already be in the shop at this point.
But I really like the other shirt you did for Wreck-It Ralph.
I did do another shirt for Wreck-It Ralph.
That was all on 8-bit. I really like that a lot, too.
I did Ralph's Wrecking Crew. Is that what I did? I can't remember what I did now.
It's great. I should go grab it right now, actually. Yeah. How am I not wearing that for the podcast?
Right?
Or maybe that I am. You'll never know.
Right? You are wearing it. and that was my first foray into that pixelated kind of art.
Yeah.
And I'm not great at drawing straight lines, even on a computer. I have to really focus on keeping my lines straight. So when I set off to do a straight line, I'm like, oh geez, I hope I can get this to look right.
Straight lines are not an artist's best friend.
They are, and some people are great at it. I'm just not one of them.
Right.
You know? But I think it does bear pointing out that they do have Wreck-It Ralph and Vanellope apparently in the Halloween parade.
Yeah.
for, I think it's called like Boo to You Parade or something like that.
So cute.
It is a cute name. But we just saw it the other night where they had Ralph, he's on a float, and then they have Vanellope, and she's got like a big gumball machine behind her and whatnot. So they do have some Wreck-It Ralph in the park already.
Yeah.
But I think it's 100% possible that you could do really fun stuff with it that's unique. You know, give us some rides and stuff.
Oh, for sure. I absolutely am dying for some sort of Wreck-It Ralph. Everything we came up with, I want every one of those ideas. Right. So
just take over the whole park with some Wreck-It Ralph.
But really, anything to fix Autopia would make me super happy.
I think if they could get rid of the gassy smell.
Yeah.
And especially, I mean, it had an overhaul recently, so even the ride you went on was better than what was there originally.
That is what I've been told. Right. It's hard for me to believe.
It used to be worse. Could you believe it?
Well, and if you're a mom and a little kid going on it, it's probably not too bad, but you know.
Kids love it. And that's the only reason that I'm kind of on the fence about changing it, is that it's really not for us. It's really for the kids.
But kids would like the Sugar Rush Razors, too. True, they would like that so much.
It's very colorful.
Very much. Very much so. But as a kid, there was a version of that at Lagoon that I absolutely loved. It was one of my favorite rides as a kid. But a Lagoon, it literally goes in like two directions. You don't go nearly as far as that you do in Autopia,
and there's no bridges or tunnels or anything.
None of that. Mm-mm. I think there may be a tree on the way, maybe. But I loved that ride, man. I took that ride so seriously. And the bumper cars, but I was anti-bumper cars. I always tried to go as far as I possibly could without causing accidents. And then once I was able to do that...
You're far too responsible.
I tell you what, I take my driving very seriously, y'all. Well,
and I appreciate it.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, if you're a fan of Wreck-It Ralph, like we are, and who isn't, go to the shop and look up some of our Wreck-It Ralph-inspired stuff. And especially this month, look at our Wreck-It Ralph patch. Batting on one game at a time.
One game at a time.
It looks great on everything, I'm sure. But until next time, follow my perfectly sculpted two-finger Disney point to the exit, and I'll see you then, we'll see you then, on the next Obscure Disney podcast.